This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Powerful, important show today. It is the 31st of July, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. And I rant and I rave and I analyze and I predict here on the show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and then back from 9 to midnight. And I've been dropping the ball. I really have been dropping the ball. I'm not covering the news, folks. I have become desensitized. I have become conditioned. I haven't listened to my own warnings here on the show. And I've said it many times. If you don't consciously listen to this show with some key parameters in mind, this broadcast actually aids the New World Order, the Illuminati, the globalists, the crime syndicate. If you do not listen to this show with a couple of key understandings, several key parameters, you are actually aiding the New World Order. And that has happened to a certain degree in my own life here. It's gotten to the point now when major news stories come out about government kidnapping rings of children and women, I don't cover it anymore. I've been conditioned to it. When stories come out confirming what I warned you about 6-7 years ago as they began the satellite tracking and taxation, I don't cover it anymore. They have been spraying Oklahoma with multiple bacteria, gases, you name it. They're building level 4 bioweapons labs everywhere. They're putting new deadly stuff in the vaccines. The vaccine makers are losing lawsuits left and right. I haven't been covering it because I've been conditioned, because I read about it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago or covered it on the show. I don't cover the latest developments. I've been conditioned, and this show can serve as a conditioner, as an acclimator if we're not conscious of this. This is very dangerous psychological warfare we're involved in here. And we're all being conditioned to accept it, whether it's gay high schools or open borders, or in Tennessee, cameras in the 10-year-old kids' showers hooked into the Internet, run officially by the school. Marriott yesterday, the federal court said, hey, Marriott's allowed to have cameras in the rooms. I didn't mention it yesterday. It's wall-to-wall insanity. It's totally out of control. And there's really no way to track an onslaught of this level. We are living in total bedlam. The meter for insanity is close to pegging. And this is all being done by design, and it looks like the government's getting ready for a mass extermination operation. And that'll make the 20 million they killed in Nazi Germany, and the 50 million Stalin killed, and the 50 million Mao killed, and the 2 million Pol Pot killed, and the hundreds of thousands that Fidel killed look small in comparison. Of course, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. It's all off the charts. It's massive. It's total. And I keep saying I'll do this, and I've been doing a little bit better job of it. I'm just going to try to read headlines. It'll probably take 30 minutes just to read today's headlines, just the headlines. And I didn't get to half of yesterday's news. It's all totally insane, total evil, out of control, off the charts, as I said. It's like I'm a radio operator in a NORAD defense base with 100 nuclear bombs being dropped on it. There's no way to track all the missile trails. We're under sustained shock and awe, pure evil attack.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we are now 8 minutes and 10 seconds into the first hour of this live Thursday edition. Let me just go over some of the headlines, and then we'll get into more detail on some of these top stories, and then, of course, start taking your calls. It's wide open phones at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Congress zeroes in on Poindexter over terror futures flap. And this is out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. You remember they announced that they were going to have what they called PAM, or this futures market, run by the convicted felon Admiral Poindexter, thereby DARPA, your government mind control agency, the same folks that brought you the Total Information Awareness Network. They were going to bet on dead U.S. soldiers, dead U.S. citizens, dead foreign leaders, and of course engage in some insider trading, which the government already did right before 9/11, betting on American and United. So again, they're trying to legitimize stuff right out in plain view. More on Poindexter in trouble coming up. We talked about this years ago. The UN has said they want a world ID card. Just so happens it has the same amount of numbers as your Social Security number. And they say they want a biometric face scan or thumb scan to do it, and that's being put in at the state and federal level and at governmental levels all over the planet, and it's unified. The plans were written over 10 years ago, have been public for about seven, of their plan for a worldwide tax and control grid on you and your family. So when you thumb scan to get that driver's license and you go to the grocery store and they want you to thumb scan, just remember, enjoy the global tax that you submitted to through ignorance. And remember, they put it in long before they announce it, just like the satellite tracker boxes in all your cars. Biometric passports coming soon. This is from MSNBC. Countries scrambling to meet 04 deadline. Oh, countries have to have it. See, it's global. All travel to all corners of the globe, accessible by nearly everyone, tracking terrorists has become a daunting task. So image and document that contains personal data from a digital fingerprint or electronic iris scan, they're called biometric passports, and they may soon be a reality. Of course, since 93, they face scan and thumb scan in Texas. Now only eight states don't do it, and they're signing on to do it. It's an open UN plan, and you'll be taxed and traced, and you will be taxed when you eat fattening food, taxed when you buy beer or cigarettes, taxed when you drive down the road. This is their admitted plan. You will swipe your card for everything and be face scanned for everyone's security, but the borders will stay wide open. And I have mainstream news official reports about the satellite taxation beginning, okay? Again, you didn't want to be involved. You wanted to be a mindless yuppie. When I warned you about this years ago, you didn't want to be a leader. And so now you're going to really enjoy living in your little one-room compact city cesspool and having your pension funds taken and everything you've got taken while SWAT teams live in your old house. And you're going to learn how to lick boots, and you're going to thank the government for what they put on your little smart card. Okay, or you could get involved now, but I'm sure you won't, so don't worry, you'll be a minor official in the New World Order. Again, biometric passports coming soon, and all the countries are being told they have to have them by the UN and Homeland Security. Okay, and if your country doesn't go along, they may be invaded by global forces. Here's another one. This is out of NBC News. Tracking chip concerns privacy advocates. Good for retailers, questionable merit for consumers. And they admit that small trackable chips that are radio read off the towers on the road are going to go into all products and replace the barcode. And it did come out 3 weeks ago on this show, literally broken on this show by Caspian, the folks exposing all this, the organization. They got the documents. It's admitted now. It's been in the Wall Street Journal after we broke it on the show that the Homeland Security is working with Walmart and Target and others, and it is a giant cashless society tracking grid. Of course, I'm sure you'll just submit to that. Also, the government talks a lot about bioweapons and how we're going to be hit by it any minute. And then we have the history of the U.S. government spraying almost every U.S. city with dangerous bacteria and viruses. With radioactive material, with chemical weapons. This is mainstream news. We've covered hundreds of articles here. They've sprayed Texas, Florida. They've sprayed New Zealand. They've sprayed London. They spray everybody in the Western world with all sorts of goodies. And now under BioShield, the $6-plus billion-a-year program Bush has launched, they're building dozens of bioweapons lab level 4. You know, the Resident Evil-type stuff. And they're going to build them in your big major cities, and the admitted plan is to prepare a bureaucracy for forced inoculations for dozens of bioweapons, so-called vaccines. So the people that launched the bio attacks are now going to make it a new giant industry to forcibly inject you, and they're building the giant bureaucracy to carry that out. And the Houston Chronicle reported they're preparing the national draft of doctors who have refused to take the shot. And so they're going to draft them and make them take it and then force them to give it to you. This is the Houston Chronicle. The top epidemiologist and others at major universities have refused to take it, saying that there are unknown bizarre compounds involved in the injection, DNA strands unknown, resembling bioweapons. But again, please take your injections. Just so happens that eugenics Nazis run the entire system, but again, we'll draft you and make you take it. And DARPA loves you, by the way. By the way, DARPA's announced their own drones to be deployed over all U.S. cities. Hover drones that can fly for 24 hours at a time, scanning your homes with ground-penetrating radar, feeding it back into Homeland Security command centers. Again, literal hell on earth, maximum tyranny being erected right now. And here's a story out of the Sunshine Project. Loose monkey teaches bio lab a lesson on hazards of security. Biodefense accidents can spread some of the world's most infectious and lethal diseases. And that's why they say they're going to produce thousands of gallons of smallpox, anthrax, and West Nile, worse stuff like Ebola. This has been announced in your neighborhood, in your big city. They're building bioweapons labs everywhere, building one right here in Austin. It's going to have all the gallons and gallons of the goodies. Biodefense accidents can spread and can spread some of the world's most infectious and lethal diseases as part of a $6 billion-plus expansion of the U.S. biodefense program. More than three dozen new upgraded hot zones have been proposed across the country. Arms control experts and health and safety watchdog groups are deeply concerned that security at these labs will undermine U.S. compliance with the Bioweapons Convention, result in an accident and cover-ups, and obscure risks to surrounding communities. Well, we have a government that purposely has sprayed stuff thousands of times on us, mainstream news. It just came out that Porton Down in England into the 1980s would have U.S. and British troops sit in jeeps and tanks. They'd fly over in helicopters and jets and spray them. Some of the men died on the spot. We're talking in the thousands. Oh, that's BBC and Associated Press. We have a government that orders troops to stand out in the sun and get sprayed. And then they die and it's covered up and now it's admitted? In fact, I read that on air 2 weeks ago. And they're going to build these things all over the country, dozens of them. And they have at Porton Down, they release the foot and mouth that caused the slaughter of 4 million cows, 8 million sheep, to get control of the land. I predicted they wouldn't let them restock their animals, and of course they didn't. Just thought you'd want to know what they're building. Because of these concerns, in February, a group of nonprofit watchdogs began sending a series of open letters to proposed biodefense labs, asking them to commit in writing to policies that prohibit all classified research and which ensure transparency of their operations. And it says, Davis citizens were understandably angered when the story broke on Monday that a monkey had escaped from UCD's primate breeding facility, which rears animals for biodefense experiments. University officials had been hiding the story for 10 days. It took a whistleblower to leak the local newspaper before UCD decided to advise the community of the security breach. UCD says the rhesus monkey, which remains at large, is disease-free, but citizens are asking the obvious questions. Why did the UCD keep the escape secret? According to Joshua English, a community activist in Davis, when we found out the UCD officials suppressed the information regarding the escape monkey, first thing I think came to everyone's mind was how open will they be when the escape monkey is infected with Ebola? Well, this is the type of stuff the government's going to do, folks. They're telling you there's going to be bio releases. We're going to have to take your rights. We're going to have to put you in sports stadiums. It's going to happen. If we go to a red alert, you can't leave your house. You'll, quote, be considered an enemy of the state. You go, well, why would they do something like that? I wouldn't. Well, you're not a ruthless, sadistic control freak controlling the levers of major power. You haven't read history and you don't know. You've never sought power. And you're not ruthless or cunning. So you need to read history and wake up to how stupid and naive you've been and how you've endangered your family in this country by your mindless yuppie-ism, your hippie-ism, your neocon-ism, all your stupid establishment-isms. How many years have I told you that they were going to launch bio attacks and terror attacks and herd us into compact cities and the attacks would get bigger and bigger? They were going to forcibly inject you. I've been reading their own plans. This is eugenics. This is the Brave New World. Huxley said it was an actual government plan he'd seen. That's what Brave New World comes out of. That's why it's all coming true, because it's a plan. Folks, the news I've got gets more and more insane. Because next I'm going to cover how they're spraying the entire state of Oklahoma with deadly goodies. Be right back.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Cal-Ben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Cal-Ben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Cal-Ben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Cal-Ben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Cal-Ben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So let's get this straight. Let's make it clear. This government that's involved in all these terror attacks that admittedly sprays U.S. citizens and troops and kills them. I want you to understand something. Mainstream, Associated Press, Time Magazine, BBC, that, oh yeah, the pregnant wives of GIs, We'd give them uranium pills and tell them it was vitamins to see what it'd do to the kids. And then when the woman came into the emergency room at the base, you know, we would film the miscarriage and do tests on the dead baby. Now, this is stuff they calmly report 30 years after the fact. Or, yeah, 1985, we nerve-gassed a bunch of U.S. and British troops at Portendown. We did it dozens of times going back into the 60s. We'd put biologicals on them and then see how the men died. And nope, it's come out, but no one's going to be charged because it was under orders with the Ministry of Defense and the Defense Department, the U.S. and British government. And yeah, we nerve-gassed some troops on ships as tests, and most of them died within a few years. A few are still alive. And yeah, oh, but by the way, now we're going to build big bioweapons labs all over the country, and they're level four. We're going to have Ebola and weaponized smallpox in them, and we're, quote, going to produce thousands of gallons of it. I have a Baltimore Sun article. Thousands of gallons. And it'll be right in the middle of your big cities, and it's going to be great. And now they're running bioweapons tests all over the country. I mean, look at this article. Look at this article here. There's just so many of these. I've got articles here out of the Daily Oklahoman, out of the Associated Press, right off the Department of Defense's website, where it goes, there's statewide biggest bio and chemical test ever. We're spraying harmless materials, harmless gases, and egg whites on you out of the helicopters and planes. And then, of course, we have the news reporter on from Daily Oklahoma, and I go, what are the other unnamed materials? Oh, Bacillus thuringiensis, just a bacteria. And we find out there's some other bacterias involved. And they just got their little helicopters out, little army helicopters. The paper reported they just so happened to be black. But, you know, if you criticize that, you're a little crazy, because even say you've seen those, even when they're on television, you're crazy, you know. It's doublethink. Big Brother tells you 2 + 2 = 5, but if you say it equals 5, if Big Brother can execute you and say, well, no, it's really 4. See, I'm beginning to learn the doublethink here. But, I mean, it's just crazy. We have a government that admittedly says, yeah, we had troops stand out in fields and on ships and we killed them. And I mean, some of them died that day. Thousands of tests under Project Shad and others. And they had the forced sterilizations all over the country under eugenics, and we trust this government to wipe its own nose, and all the insider trading and the scams and the trillions, 1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon, trillions of dollars missing, and giant prisons being built everywhere, and police and ski masks pulling us over and demanding to search our cars. I mean, with the border wide open, what a sick joke. We've just been basting in this tyranny so long, we can't even recognize it. They just haven't started all the mass arrest of those criticizing it. And they may not even need to, because, you know, they've picked off a lot of patriots and done a lot of stuff, but you know, the general public thinks that when the news announces, yeah, we're going to start tracking you and taxing you with satellite boxes that just so happened to have been built in your car that no one told you about. Oh, we're just now going to do this because the states don't have any money right now. Oh, yeah, they started with an unfunded mandate 6 years ago to tell all the car manufacturers to go ahead and put it in the cars, but now they're just now doing it for funding. They need funds. There's no money. And it just so happens the UN is mandating it, a global tax, and part of your satellite tracker box tax in your car, turning your car into a mobile taxi, a personal taxi. That's going to be going to the UN. But so what? That's not global government. Folks, I'm living in La La Land. I am. It's all off the charts. There's some good news, planned sequel to Patriot Act, losing audience out of the L.A. Times. And it's got Ashcroft admitting there's a Patriot Act 2 and saying we need it. But I got the guy on video saying there's no Patriot Act 2. You're aiding terrorists if you say there is. I mean, no one calls him on just lies that are so blatant it makes Bill Clinton look like the guy who wouldn't tell a lie chopping down the cherry tree. And I got articles here where the liberals are hailing the neocons, going, they're good Trotskyites. I mean, I'm living in some type of alternative dimension.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal...
803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
I'm standing here watching a organized crime syndicate that has founded many of our institutions, that is generational in scope, admit in their own public papers that they're building a giant prison grid for you and your family, to break up your family, to dumb you down, to screen who can have children, to micromanage and forcibly drug you. I read hundreds of articles every year out of every major publication you can imagine, but always in the back of the paper, about, oh yeah, we sprayed you with a biological, it killed some people, but nothing's going to be done about it, as they flaunt it in our face that we're nothing but chattel property. And then I read about how they're spraying our cities, and it's been going on now for 3 months in Oklahoma, the spraying that was first going to be in a few towns, but now they've said it's going statewide, and they're spraying all different types of chemicals and biologicals on you, but saying it's all good for you, and just, again, just setting the precedent. Now they say the bio test is going to go on for the next year. Just, it's a new way of life, endless testing over our cities, spraying us with things. In the past, they admit they sprayed us with stuff that made us sick or killed us, but now it's for our safety, to stop the terrorist. It's incredible, folks. They're just setting the precedent that, oh, that's what the government does. They just fly over and spray us. We have all the mainstream news articles. We have the official press releases of the Pentagon on InfoWars.com and Homeland Security. And yesterday, I never really covered this. It's out of the Ottawa newspaper, National Post. It's a national paper up there, and it says, Ottawa tries to rein in joy riders, anti-theft device required. Of course, I have a long-term memory. I have all the other National Post articles where the government's announced that the cars just so happen to have the satellite tracker box plug-ins already in them. Again, set up years ago. Worldwide, just got put in the cars. I have an ABC News piece we played where they say, these black boxes just so happen to be there and just so happen to be plugged into satellite systems. Just so happens that all the major manufacturers started this 6-7 years ago. Think about that. They're putting the infrastructure in to tax and trace and control you, and then now they're selling it to you as anti-theft, see? Just like a USA Today on Monday. Remember that article? About the OnStar, and again, that's just the service where you pay to have them track and trace you. Oh, yeah, there's audio sensors, and the government can listen to you, and Homeland Security might use it, you know. Just check in on us with audio sensors. I mean, Big Brother checked in on Winston, you know. It's a sign of freedom. Ottawa tries to rein in joyriders. Anti-theft device required. See, now it's, and again, on Monday I read USA Today, and I said, you see, it's going to be required, because they're already making it required in Germany and England. They're moving to make it required, so the U.S. is talking about making it required. The National Safety Transportation Department is. But here's Canada citing the death toll. See, they care about us. Citing the death toll caused by young thrill seekers and joyriders, Transportation Canada has introduced a regulation requiring that all new cars include an anti-theft immobilization device within 2 years. Automakers say the rule could force them to re-engineer some cars just for the small Canadian market, resulting in higher prices for consumers. Don't worry. This is a compartmentalized story. It's already been reported that most new car manufacturers, they say most, have the kill switch built into the new transmission. See, the transmissions got bigger and bigger in the last decade instead of smaller and smaller. And so companies looked at what was in the transmissions, and again, satellite tracker plug-ins, kill switches, both radio-controlled and satellite-controlled, and it was just passed on to you in the price of the car, quietly mandated by your loving government. Again, I have a BBC here today and MSNBC about the new global passport via your driver's license, but again, it's all just mandated, and you never hear about it until they tell you, hey, this is the new thing, when you show up at the DMV or show up at the grocery store or Home Depot. These self-serve checkout lanes are now having thumb scanners put in, and you just accept it. You don't want to be weird in line and complain, and you certainly didn't want to listen to that Alex Jones in 1997 protesting it and getting arrested and holding up the executive orders. And as bizarre as it sounds, the executive order actually says DNA testing to buy your food or to get a driver's license. Yeah, it gets a little more crazy. Oh, by the way, right here in Austin on Time Warner Cable, they have a little Army News Watch comes on, and I've told you a lot about this. A year ago, they reported that all over the country, whether you have two employees or 100, call the Defense Department. They'll drop by and take urine or blood samples for employees. They suggest, as part of Homeland Security, that you require this of your employees to stop terror, because drugs fund terror. The Army would like to drop by, and yeah, Army News Watch said it could become mandatory, troops taking your fluids. I guess Jack T. Ripper in Dr. Strangelove wasn't so crazy after all. Again, I'm living in Twilight Zone. And folks, there's masses of it. There's stacks of it. Why haven't you gone to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com? You need to go look at these articles right now. You need to sit there and spend a few hours a day and read all the horrible things they admit they're doing to you, but always for your best interest. So let me just finish this, and I'll go to John in Indiana and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And maybe I'm spending too much time on how they're announcing they're going to start satellite tracking and taxing us. Now, four U.S. states are announcing it. Oregon was the first, and they admit it's a federal plan. And oh, boy. Ottawa tries to rein in joyriders, citing the death toll caused by young thrill seekers. Joyriders Transport Canada has introduced a regulation requiring that all new cars include an anti-theft immobilization device within 2 years. The systems are designed to make a vehicle impossible to drive when someone tries to start it without an encoded key. Studies show the equipment prevents theft about 50% of cases. Transport Canada says the agency also says the system could have more than a dozen, saving more than a dozen lives a year. And it says Transport Canada acknowledges 80% of light-duty vehicles already come equipped with the devices. The issue is the other 20% of cars, which tend to be cheaper models, not often targeted by economically motivated thieves. Let me explain, folks. The reports I have are that it's a kill switch already in the transmission that's satellite accessible or accessible by police helicopters that shoot a certain radio frequency, and there's a camera on the radio transmitter, and it scans your driver's license number off your tags. They have a software that instantly reads the license plate, and then the system scrambles over to your car's serial number and fires the particular radio wave to deactivate your car. And by the way, all over the country, they're burying these to knock out all cars with a general code. And if you look, when you go into major cities, they have cameras aimed right at your license plate, which they admit are hooked into the scanning system, and it face scans you as well, and they admit DARPA's running it. The Total Information Awareness Network, that's gotten massive funding. It did not have its funding cut. That was a false story in the press. They cut one area of the budget but increased its budget in other areas. By the way, I was back down at UT last night doing some shooting for a film I'm working on, just because they've got some great, you know, background scenes, some great locations, and I'm there in a lab on perception in the psychology department. I look down, and there are DARPA documents all over the place, mind control, you name it. Of course, I got out of there. I'm not going to go in there and get around such things. You know, I don't want to get near anything classified. I don't know if it was classified, but just your little mind control stuff there, just laying around in piles. It's just everywhere. DARPA taking over everywhere. No way to, you know, even try to ignore it if I wanted to. But that's Ottawa tries to rein in joyriders. But here is Deutsche World Television, DWTV. A new toll system goes into effect on German highways for heavy commercial vehicles next month. The system is the world's first to use satellite technology to record trucks, highway mileage, and automatically charge tolls. They always say it's the first. No, London started it. They're about to go nationwide in England. In San Francisco, they're making it the law that you have to have the transponder in your car, not just for the toll roads, but for citywide. They say they're going to track where you go off radio readers. It's really an RFID system. Now, that was the San Mateo Times about a month ago, and as well as Reuters. So, again, it is not the first to do it. But the control bridges are already in place, and onboard computers are being frantically installed in trucks throughout Germany and beyond. Trucking companies said traffic experts are carefully counting down the days until August 31st, when trucks weighing more than 12 tons will be required to pay a per-kilometer charge when they drive on Germany's autobahns. And, of course, it's always the trucks first. Oh, 1930, you've got to have a driver's license. And it's for the citizens, too. And then it's for everybody. Then it's a privilege, which it's not, but they just say it. Now, owning a gun's a privilege. I'm hearing that on the news. Tolls based on distance traveled have long been considered for heavy trucks, since the income can be used for fundraising for highway maintenance costs. The sticking point has been how to institute a workable system without having to construct legions of toll booths along Germany's highways. Riding to the rescue is satellite technology, which will work in tandem with small onboard computers installed in heavy trucks that function as drive-along toll station attendants, registering how far the truck has driven along the toll road, calculating the cost, and sending it back to a central computer for later billing. Well, here in the U.S., they say, in the 1998 plan, the National Seatbelt Initiative, that it's about funding internal checkpoints, that the toll roads are really just the funding mechanism for internal checkpoints. And the satellite tracking system is to fund the police and military out searching your goods. And then when you have to serve in national service, which they're about to pass, guaranteed after the next terror attack launched by the military-industrial complex, you're going to have to serve until you're 65 out there on the side of the road, one of the many duties, helping search the cars. Let's talk to John in Indiana. John, welcome to the brave new America.
Well, Alex, I can add to, I think, a little dimension to what you're saying about all this globalization. Here in our Northwest Indiana Times, maybe you could put a link to it, your webmaster, for your readers. There's a plant that's closing in Valparaiso, Indiana. They've already started the first and second rounds. But what's significant, of course, is the human compassion side of the story, as any plant closing. But in addition, the owner's plant, the place is called Magna Quench. The president, Archibald Cox Jr.'s name, was cheered. The union organizer here, they had a rally for the displaced workers. This Valparaiso plant produces rare earth magnets used in the manufacturing of smart bombs. The firm's headquarters will be moved to Singapore early next year.
Let me just break this down. There was a big story out of the Detroit Free Press where they're shutting down Mercedes-Benz plants and moving them other places. The Mercedes-Benz plants they're not closing in Alabama are firing almost the entire American workforce and importing Polish workers, former Soviet tank factory workers, literally, folks, and they will work for about $1,000 a month a lot less than our workers will, and they live in the housing provided. They're taken around in vans. And so isn't NAFTA and GATT wonderful?
Yeah, and the woman here, she's said here she had 6 years and 40 days already. With one more day, she said, I could have made another $125. Now it's likely she'll have to split up her family, with herself and two of her sons staying in a friend's basement and the other two boys living with friends.
And at the same time, the feds, the National Association of Counties and Cities, are passing unified zoning ordinances where you can't have people living in your basement. But if you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian and an American, they will come after you. But if it's a house full of illegals, swarming Russians, Mexicans, it doesn't matter, you're totally left alone. It's all perfectly and totally selectively enforced.
If
you're illegal aliens,
FBI.
You can drive. This has been in the news. At 4th of July checkpoints, the police were federally paid for, and there were sheriffs in the news saying this. They were told by the feds, you stop vans full of illegal aliens, this is in the news, you let them go. We want middle-class people. And so here's the sheriff complaining. It was in an article in Ohio that here he'd have a black or white family. Their goods spread all over the road. He'd stop vans full of illegals, and he'd be ordered, let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a wondrous news. And I saw it on the 4th. Families, you know, and their minivans pulled over, goods all over the roads, and the trucks full of illegals just driving with pure pleasure. Mexican trucks everywhere. Oh, it's all part of freedom.
Yes, and you might have the FBI paying your lease or your mortgage or whatever, that story you had on your tape, your video.
Oh, where the hijackers had their houses,
yeah,
cars,
and
credit cards fully paid for, of course,
by
the FBI.
That's a good work. I'll let your other callers
do. Well, no, hold on. Anything else you'd like to add, John? I mean, how dare you care if they're shutting down and moving to make the weapons in Singapore?
Well, this is going to come back. I think even, what was it, Jefferson said that if we ever allow our country to be run by the outside force of the banking, the money that will be out on the future generations will,
yeah,
look
the
back
children
and will be
of the those
street.
that created the country will wake up homeless,
yes,
on the continent their forefathers created.
And they're sure doing a good job of that, aren't they?
Well, hey, it's about slavery. See, these saps, these middle class wannabe little neocon socialists, so evil and liberal they don't even know they're liberal. I mean, they're the future man, let me tell you. You know, quacking their mindless idiocy. They think they're part of the establishment. They think Greenspan really cares about them. They think that that they're part of the elite. They don't know they're slated to lose everything they've got.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that the middle class of America and any American culture is to be destroyed and homogenized. And they love it. They love their political correctness. They love being lied to. Well, good. Good. They're going to watch it all destroyed. And while it's destroyed, they're going to beg and plead and love the government even more.
Yes.
You see?
Alex, the other thing, the Archibald Cox, I think, is he related to that during the White Watergate?
Yes, he's if it's the same Archibald Cox, very loving
junior.
Individual.
This junior, so I thought maybe that was significant.
Well, you got Admiral Poindexter, the felon running the Pentagon gambling scheme. Really, it's an insider trading scam. I mean, it's all about flaunting it. It's all about the mob bosses laughing at you, the little people.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. It was funny what you mentioned a few minutes ago about illegal occupancy by dwellings by illegal aliens. Of course, living here in New York, it is true because I see that all the time. You see houses, like two-family houses, converted into multiple dwellings where you literally will have dozens. And I'm telling you, these are right near me. I see these places of people who are illegal immigrants living in these small occupancies, as obvious as a punch in the nose, and they do nothing about it. Matter of fact,
hey, look, there's been articles all over the country that the local mob bosses that run the governments, and I mean small towns, big cities, they pass the ordinance. I mean, you'll have a cousin staying with you for a month while they're moving or something, and there's the police at your door, $1,000 fines, but you can have a house with boiling illegals coming out the front door, and nothing will be
nothing
done.
Nothing is done. And you're right. And conversely, I have seen the enforcement people go to houses where maybe one solitary person lives, okay, quiet. You wouldn't even know the guy's there if you didn't know he was there. And they make a big issue out of it, and, you know, they...
We've got to come in and inspect.
Yeah.
Up in Illinois, it was in the Chicago...
True, Alex, 100%.
It was in the Chicago Tribune that people wake up in bed at 7:30 in the morning with police in black ski masks with guns on them. This is in Aliceville and other areas up there. They say, we have to look and see how many toothbrushes you have, and if the house, privately owned, has three toothbrushes and there's only two people... allowed, that is an automatic fine and arrest. Now, this was in the mainstream news in Illinois.
Well, it's true because it's going on here in New York. I live in the city of New York, and the sick part about it is as blatant as the way you describe it.
But you don't have a Fourth Amendment because it's just a little zoning issue.
Well, if it's a zoning issue, then it should be applied equally to illegal citizens, illegal aliens.
I'm sorry, that's not going
to
happen, Ron. This is about destroying you and your family. They stated it. It's their plan. Didn't you hear UNESCO say that the job is to tax you so that both parents have to work so the kid turns into a little Ritalin gobbling psychopath?
Well, I'll tell you what. All you have to do is have eyes and see it, and you could recognize it for yourself. And also, what happened with the president, I thought he wasn't... Everyone took responsibility for the misstatement in the State of the Union.
But see,
address.
That's double
now,
thing.
Finally, he's done it.
But hold on. Now you take responsibility, and nothing happens to you. You're learning doublethink now, Ron.
Now, what he's done is compounded his lie, because initially he denied it. He placed the blame on X, or X took the blame, then Y took the blame, then Z took the blame.
I tell you what, we need to talk about this issue. Stay there.
And now he takes the blame 2 weeks later.
I'm going to put you on hold. Hold over. Got to end this hour. We'll come back, let you finish up, and then I'm getting the calls now. I had to cover the news, and frankly, I haven't even covered 10% of it. More news, more information coming up. Second hour. And I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm sick of what's happening. I know tyranny when I see it, folks, and it's all around you, and you need to get tuned into the reality and stand up, or things are going to get a lot worse a lot faster. Before I end this hour, I want to invite everybody to go to InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net and to get my videos, to get my book, and to get them, and to make copies, and to give them to your friends, your family, your county commissioners, your local talk show host. Get 911, The Road to Tyranny. It proves that the globalists carried out September 11th. Get part two of that, The Masters of Terror. Get my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to get these videos. You need to make copies of them. You need to get them out to your friends and family and educate them now. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. These videos are waking up 90% of those that see them. It's up to you to get them, to get them out to people, and your purchase supports this show if you believe in liberty and freedom. Make the call. 1-888-253-3139. Stop sitting on the fence. Get in the info war. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes.